So, Coach, the precedent has been set where if there's an outbreak or there's a few positive cases, that everything just kind of shuts down. My question is there a contingency plan for an outbreak, and what constitutes an outbreak? Would it be just one positive test, or is it a percent number? What do things look like there in Livingston and Overton County?
Well, we have a plan in that, let's say one of my football players goes out and he tests positive, but he's been at practice. Can we say who he is actually around? I mean, you got to be within 6 foot for 10 minutes solid, or, you got to be touching or what, so on, you got to go through all the questions. But, if we can't say, well, he was this guy or this guy, the whole team will be quarantined for 14 days at home. And TSAA has set out that, if it's a non-region game, you have to forfeit your game. Then the team that, like if we had to forfeit against Westmoreland would get counted as a win, but since it's not a region game, it would not count as a loss against us, because of the COVID-19. But it's a very touchy situation, and we look for the kids' health and safety more than we do anything. And I talked to my young men yesterday, and I just told those guys, it's that a lot of bad things going on right now, and there's a lot of negativity in the world. We need to look at the positive things. I mean, you got to come to school, see your friends. You get to go play football. I mean, it may be for 5 games, it may be for 8 games, it may be for 3, maybe 10. We can't predict tomorrow. We just want to go with what's happening today, and we want to make the most of that day.
And I'm going to assume that ruling about having a quarantine for 14 days, if you can't say exactly who all that person was around, that's for all sports, not just for football.
Absolutely. It's for every sport that we have. It's even for students here. If they're in the classroom, we have seating charts everywhere, so we know who that student is around when they're in the classroom. So that does help a little bit, but okay, you got to ask the questions, who they've been about, who they walked down the hall with, or, that kind of stuff. So it is, it's for everybody, and it's for everybody's safety. And, a lot of people don't like it at times, but that's the way the world is right now.
And last question here, there are plans floating around out there for a new football stadium and for football facility there at Livingston. What does that timeline look like? Kind of where are we in that process?
Well, I don't know. I've tried to stay out of it. I think they're looking, they're trying to make a decision on where, whether they want to put a track around it and where they want to put it exactly. And, they've gone back and forth. They've got, I think, 3 different options. And, I know they were going to go around to each, some of the county schools all around, the elementary schools, the school board was, and take questions there and see what the people of the county want to do. So, I think it's in the plans. I don't know when. They'll probably start as soon as the football season's over with this year, if they can get everything worked out. And, they'll put one up, and, we're in need of one. This one's been up 40 years now, and it's done a pretty good job and held everybody up. Sometimes it gets a little scary up there now when we have packed crowds, but, we need one here, and we need to do it right when we do it. So they're trying to take everything in consideration.